Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, filling in for Mike this morning, so I'm still trying to wake up a little bit, but that's okay. It's Monday. Ta-da! Anyway, so this news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And let's get to the news. Finally, a main highway in Sanilac County has reopened. On Friday, the work on M46 was completed, so traffic can now resume traveling in both directions freely. Rebuilding the bridge over Black River started back in February, and it was just now completed. The Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, thanked motorists for their patience during the long, ongoing construction project. Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation thanks their motorists for patience during their ongoing construction project. The annual Thumb Ag Day event will be at the Ubley Heights Country Club on Wednesday, December 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Participants can to view wide variety of vendor exhibits and attend educational programs for both crop and livestock producers and attend some workshops. The educational programs include herbicide-resistant weed control at 9 a.m., followed by a crop marketing panel at 9:45, and then small grains, management, and opportunities at 10:30. The other education program at 9 a.m. will discuss retail yield, parasite management across all species, livestock production, and animal health and biosecurity at 10:30. Lunch will be from 11:30 to 1 p.m. for a $10 fee, but entry to the event is otherwise free. Presentations will start at 1:30 p.m. on soybean research, deer damage, and insect pressure. Attendees could earn 4 restricted-use pesticide and certified crop advisors credits. For more information or questions, call the Michigan State University Extension offices in Huron County at 989-269-9949, in Sanilac County, 810-648-2515, in Tuscola County at 989-672-3870, in Lapeer County, 810-667-0341. And the 158th Huron County Fair will be different next year. The 2026 fair will now be on August 9th through the 15th. The change is because the carnival company the fair board had used for several years wasn't available for the coming year, which left the Huron County Fair Board without any entertainment for the annual event that is normally conducted during the first week in August. Having to change the date means the Huron County Fair will be competing with the Sanilac County Fair, which will also run from August 8th to 15th. Hopes are that the Huron County Fair will be able to return to its normal scheduled time in 2027.
This is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. If you're in the market for some larger, more capable, or just different transportation, it's time for you to shop at Al Hansen Motors. Starting off with a few SUVs this week, I have a 2022 Jeep Renegade that's like new with only 18,000 miles. It's four-wheel drive and still covered by the original factory powertrain warranty. It's like buying certified pre-owned, but without the markup. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV, I have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's fully loaded and only has 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,980. And if you need a truck for a fair price, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado Z71. It's an LT with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and the off-road and towing packages. It has 73,000 miles. You can take it home for just $29,880. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car in our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
All right, thank you for that. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So, travelers this Thanksgiving may steal? They may still feel the edge after the... Travelers this Thanksgiving may still feel on edge after the historic government shutdown that caused widespread flight cancellations and delays, but experts say staying informed about weather and traffic and airport wait times can help ease anxiety. The FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years, with over 360,000 flights scheduled. And the TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. Winter weather could impact major airports, so travelers should check forecasts regularly. Packing smartly and arriving early can also reduce stress. For road trips, AAA advises checking your car and avoiding peak traffic times. And authorities say a Wisconsin woman who admitted to nearly stabbing a classmate to death in 2014 to please the horror character Slender Man is missing after she cut off an electronic monitoring device and left a group home. Madison police issued an alert Sunday for Morgan Geyser, saying she was last seen around 8 p.m. the night before with an adult acquaintance. Police urged the public to call 911 if they see the 23-year-old woman. Geyser was placed in a group home after being granted conditional release from psychiatric hospital. She was sent there in 2018 after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. And lastly, pressure is increasing for the former Prince Andrew to give evidence to a U.S. congressional committee investigating the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after Britain's prime minister suggested he should testify. Keir Starmer did not comment directly about King Charles III's disgraced younger brother, but told reporters traveling with him for the Group of 20 summit in Johannesburg that, as a general principle, people should provide evidence to investigators. The former prince, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, has so far ignored a request from members of the House Oversight Committee for a transcribed interview. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting news update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And you can remember, it's so early. And remember, you can always get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.